This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. An Elbert County Sheriff's deputy who says he accidentally fired his gun will not face charges for wounding a suspect, CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Elbert County Sergeant Mike Skaliski was helping other officers try and find a driver who fled after being stopped for speeding earlier this year. Sergeant Skaliski was looking in a warehouse when he opened a small truck box, which the officer thought was too small to fit a person. He had his gun drawn and told investigators he was startled when he saw a man inside the box, leading him to unintentionally fire his weapon. The driver, who was unarmed, was hit in the side of his abdomen, but not seriously injured. Skaliski said it was a mistake, and prosecutors decided on Tuesday not to press charges against him. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A nationwide study found Denver Public Schools has the most equitable spending. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The survey found most of those school districts spent more money at elementary and middle schools that serve low-income students. Some of them, including Denver, use a funding formula that gives more money to low-income students. Hannah Jarmolowski is with the Edunomics Lab at Georgetown University.
This money is important to provide services, staff, whatever they need to achieve at closer to a level of kids who don't come from low-income backgrounds.
DPS spent nearly $1,500 more per pupil at schools serving low-income students than at other schools. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A woman who struck a protester with her car in Denver last year has been acquitted of assault charges, but a jury did find Jennifer Watson guilty of reckless driving, according to her attorney. A widely circulated video shows her using her black SUV to drive through protesters in downtown Denver during a rally against police violence and racism. Watson is scheduled to be sentenced next month. The lower downtown neighborhood in Denver has changed a lot since a Major League Baseball All-Star game came to town more than 20 years ago.
It was all broken glass and rubble and, you know, acres of abandoned freight yards. But we kind of loved it because we were doing something. We were building a brew pub. No one had ever seen a brew pub in Colorado.
That story from CPR Sarah Mulholland is coming up in about 10 minutes here on All Things Considered from CPR News.